Hi and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave and this is episode 3404 BN. Today's date is July 16th, 2024 and the title of the episode is Deep State Pushes Biden to be Nominee, Cyber Attacks, Clear and Present Danger, Unity. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits, but if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, their entire agenda, their narrative, everything that they've been doing has completely and utterly been failing. Think about it. They've been trying to stop Trump from the very, very beginning. They've been trying to stop the people of this country from taking back this country, because that's our main mission here. Our mission is to expose the deep state. Our mission is to actually put those who are treasonous against this country into prison. Our mission is to take it all back from a tyrannical government, a criminal syndicate. That is the most important agenda. It's just like the Revolutionary War when the colonists fought for their freedom. The same thing is happening right now. We have a commander in chief who's leading the charge. He's taking all the slings and arrows. He's being shot at. He's bleeding. But has he given up? No, his main agenda is to take back the country. So when we look at everything and we see what the deep state has been trying to do, they have not been winning. They've lost the information war. They no longer control the flow of information. They tried to take Trump out. It is not working. And what do they have left? They have this old, feeble individual that they need to get rid of. And I do believe they are going to allow him to be the nominee because it looks like that's exactly what they're planning. And they are going to rush this in July. And once he becomes the nominee, they are going to remove him. And either they're going to remove him using the 25th Amendment or they're going to remove him by taking him out. Now, they might take him out to even the playing field. Right now, Trump, there was an attempted assassination, which completely and utterly failed. And now people are starting to learn that it wasn't a U.S. United States Secret Service failure. It was actually an operation. Now they're in the cover-up phase of that operation. So they might try to have another individual go after Biden, because think about all the warnings that are coming out. The FBI, DHS, they're warning that there might be another assassination attempt because of political extremists that are out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try to even the playing field one way or another. Now, if they don't even the playing field and they go with the 25th Amendment, because remember, there's what, three options. He can resign, use the 25th Amendment, saying he can't fulfill his duties. The other part of the 25th Amendment, where Kamala Harris says, okay, he cannot fulfill his duties. We must remove him. Congress must approve. They need two thirds to do this. and they can remove Biden. Or they remove him by having a political extremist. And remember, they've already built the case that the individual who was shooting at Trump was actually a Republican. Well, that was a fake Republican. But again, they're trying to build this up and they're trying to use that narrative. And I do believe that's going to fail in the end. Now, once they remove Biden, all they have left right now is to bring in people that are halfway decent where they think the people are going to go along with them. I do believe it's going to be Michelle Obama and most likely Hillary Clinton. They could bring someone else in. It really doesn't matter at this point, but I do believe they're going to try to bring in individuals that don't have baggage. At least they don't think have baggage. But remember, Trump and the Patriots, they have declassified every piece of information, which means they can use that information against them. And how would they get that information? Well, American First Legal, they could get it, Freedom of Information Act request, because again, it's declassified. So when they do their search, it's declassified. Anyone can see it. And if they know the right question to ask, they might be able to get that, which means they might be putting out information. And also, if we look at the House, they're also, they would be able to do an investigation or bring out information with declassified information. So is it possible that information could come out against Hillary, against Michelle and Barack Obama? Absolutely. If they were put in those positions, that's absolutely the case. Now, once that information starts to come out, well, this is going to be a huge problem for them, which means they're going to have to take this to the next level. Because remember, they really have nothing left to use on Trump. They tried almost everything. The only thing that's left is chaos, a civil war in this country, which they're trying to gin up, and actual war. But again, you have to remember, we had Viktor Orban. He went around to Ukraine. He went to Russia. He went to China, met with the leaders. And we have Putin saying, listen, I think Trump is sincere when he says he can have peace. Zelensky saying, I would like to see the peace plan. Xi is saying, yes, I would go along with this. So I do believe this is already now ready to go, because when the deep state players try to bring us to war, and how they're going to bring us to war, I do believe it's going to be a cyber attack. And what's very interesting, news has just come out that there has been a cyber attack on 911 in California. And every day that passes, we see more and more cyber attacks. And it's almost pretty much the same type of cyber attack. And I wouldn't be surprised if they linked this to Russia like everything else. So we can see that everything the deep state is trying to do, it is completely and utterly falling apart. And what we see building right now is unity. Unity is now building, and I do believe it's going to continue to build as we go down this path. Because think about where the deep state is trying to bring us, and think about where Trump and the Patriots are trying to go. Trump and the Patriots are using peace, love, let's all get together. On the other side, they are trying to continually divide the people. People now are seeing this, and people will continue to see this over and over and over. And I think it's becoming very, very clear. And when people start to do research and people start to look at what's going on, people start to really to understand this. And think about it. Amber Rose spoke at the RNC and she said, listen, I went to do research to prove my father wrong, that Trump is a bad man. And when I started to do research, I realized that no, they don't care what color your skin is. They don't care about division. They care about love and getting along. So I think this was a huge message out there. And I think their entire agenda of division is completely and utterly failing right now. Yes, you're going to have the far left. They're going to continually scream and yell. Yes, you're still going to have certain individuals that are brainwashed. They're not convinced yet. But again, that's why we still have to go down this path. We need to go down this path to wake the rest of the people up. And remember, Trump is trying to unite the country. I do believe that's the main mission, to take back the country and to win the election in 2024. On the other side, we have the deep state players. They are trying to stop all of that. They're trying to keep us divided. They're trying to bring us to war. They do not want peace. And people now are seeing that. And that's what's going to build up as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. You're going to have one side dividing, bringing us to war, creating chaos, blaming it on the other. And then you're going to have Trump and the Patriots pushing peace, pushing love, pushing the truth to counter everything they're trying to do. And I do believe it is working and it will work. Now, what's very interesting is that during the RNC convention, Ron Johnson, he read a speech that talked about clear and present danger. Now, this wasn't supposed to be his speech. It was supposed to be a different speech, but they loaded this one up for him, which was his older speech. Was that a true mistake, an accident? Or was he sending us a message? Because there is a post that talks about clear and present danger. Now, we're going to be talking about all of this and the assassination attempt, because it looks like their cover story is completely and utterly falling apart. But first, let's talk about Senator Bob Menendez. He was convicted for a gold bar bribery scheme. And he is not the only one that has been involved in these type of schemes. I do believe what we're going to see is we're going to see many, many others get caught up in all this. Because remember, this is a criminal syndicate. And the criminal syndicate, if you don't go along with them, if you go against them somehow, some way, or do something they don't like, they will bring you down. And it looks like the jury verdict was guilty on all 18 counts. And this was held in the Manhattan Federal Court. And this is where they deliberated. So right now, we can see that he is found guilty. We have Schumer now saying that he must resign his position. And once again, I think Schumer should also resign, and maybe many others, because I do believe in the end, when people start to find out that they're also involved in all these type of schemes, because remember, it's all a criminal syndicate. This is how they control their people. They know that they're doing criminal activity. And this is how they say, you know, don't go outside your lane. If you do, we will bring you down. We will show everyone what you have been doing. And I do believe we're going to find out eventually that all these people who are in the criminal syndicate, they all have the same type of operation. I mean, just look at Joe Biden. You don't think Obama does? You don't think Hillary Clinton does? You don't think Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters? How are all these people becoming very, very wealthy? Of course, they all have their own personal criminal syndicates running. It's all part of their system. This is how they maintain control over everyone. They allow it to happen because they use blackmail. They tell the people, we will tell people what you've been doing. We will bring you down. And they either do it with their criminal operation, or if they have a fetish, like having sex with young girls or young boys, those people that visited Epstein Island. This is how they control their criminal syndicate. And you can do this because you have an open-ended credit card, which is the central bank, the private West Central Bank, which is actually, it acts like a loan shark system. So money keeps pouring in. People are making a lot of money from it. They're laundering the money. They're getting payoffs from other government. And this is how they keep their system operational. But I do believe at this point, it's starting to break down, and it's breaking down pretty darn fast because people are starting to realize what's really going on here. Now, what's very interesting, during the RNC, reporters from MSDNC was asking Don Jr. about his father and his policies where they separated children from their parents. And it looks like Don Jr., he told MSDNC to get out of here, because when they asked him the question, he said, oh, are you talking about Obama? And the MSNBC reporter, Jacob Soboroff, claimed that Barack Obama's administration didn't separate migrant children from the adults when they arrived in the United States. Well, that is completely and utterly fake, phony, and false. Number one, Obama built the cages. So when the people came in, they used the cages, yes, to house certain individuals, but also to separate the children from their parents. So Trump used the same exact facilities. They were built there, and he used pretty much the same policies. And the Obama administration, they separated migrant children from families under certain limited circumstances, like when the child's safety appeared at risk or when the parent had a serious criminal history. Trump expanded this and said, let's do a DNA test and let's see if the people bringing the child in, are they really the parents? And that's when Trump started to separate the children. So if you really look at this, everything that they've been telling us is a lie. And Don Jr. called them out on this. And it looks like MSDNC tried to get him with a gotcha question, but it completely and utterly failed. Just like the assassination attempt on his father completely and utterly failed. And I do believe that was an operation. And yes, there's many different narratives that are going to come out of this, but you could see already one of them is gun control. Remember, this individual that was on the roof, he was registered as a Republican, a fake Republican. He was wearing a Demolition Ranch shirt, which is a YouTube channel that talks about weapons. And then he had an AR-style weapon. I do believe they were going to try to use this to push gun control, to get the Republicans on their side. And I do believe that they're still going to do this. I think they're just waiting a couple of days. But actually, the New York Times came out with an article saying few lawmakers call for tougher gun laws after Trump shooting. Unlike after many mass shootings, there's been no concerted outcry from elected officials to implement stricter gun safety measures. Now, there is a local station in Florida that is now pushing this, asking why we aren't talking about gun control. And I do believe the D's, for their last push, I wouldn't be surprised if they start to bring this up when the dust starts to settle after maybe the RNC convention. I wouldn't be surprised if they start to say, hey, we really need gun control. And look, it was a Republican who did the shooting. Republicans, you should be on our side, because if this happens again, you're going to be responsible for this. And this is why I'm talking about how they might go after Biden with this, because they're putting out the warnings that something like this might happen to another political individual, political candidate. So again, you could see that they're going to be pushing this and pushing this very, very hard. Just like out in California, they're trying to use California as the template for their agenda, the Green New Scam agenda, the trans movement agenda, allowing the state to control your child agenda, CRT, DEI agenda, you name it. Everything is being done out in California. And just recently, Governor Newsom signed a bill into law that bars schools from informing parents when their child decides to change his or her gender, effectively stripping parents' rights to know about gender transition. And this is Bill AB 1955. So I don't know why anyone would want to keep their child in California if they can do everything behind your back. If they can just talk to your child, convince your child that, hey, why don't you get a sex change? Why don't we change your gender? And convince them and groom them. And the parents have no say in this. I think the people of this state, I think they're going to start to rise up and the parents are going to fight back. And actually, the people are already against this. Rasmussen, they did a poll, and an overwhelming majority of California voters support parental notification policies. So the people, they're going to be outraged when this happens. So Newsom, he went against what the parents actually want. Anyone really surprised about this? Absolutely not. And I do believe you're going to see more and more people move out of California, because I don't think the people can take much more. And you're going to see California most likely implode on itself. And the people, they're going to be turning on all the Democrats there. And actually, I wouldn't be surprised if California goes completely red in the end, because as you keep destroying and destroying and destroying every part of the state, well, why would you want to keep the D's in power? You wouldn't. And I do believe they're going to be pushed out in the end, just like Biden is going to be pushed out in the end. But before we get to that, we know that Trump spoke to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And there were rumors that, oh, he was going to be the VP pick, but he was never going to be the VP pick. And we know that now because J.D. Vance is the VP pick. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. actually put out a post on X and said, lots of rumors going around about my meeting this morning with Trump. Our main topic was national unity, and I hope to meet with Democratic leaders about that as well. No, I'm not dropping out of the race. But what's very interesting is that there was a recording of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with Trump, and it looks like his son leaked the footage out onto social media. Jordan Sather on Telegram put this out and said, RFK Jr.'s son leaked camera footage of the call between RFK Jr. and Trump the other day. Trump shares his real thoughts about vaccinating children. Trump, when you feed a baby 38 different vaccines that look like they're meant for a horse, then you see the baby start to change radically. I've seen it too many times. And then you hear it doesn't have an impact. Right. RFK Jr. apologizes to Trump after the footage was leaked by his son. And the question is, why did they do this? Again, is this really going to hurt Trump? No. Trump is letting everyone know that, yes, all these vaccines, they're not benefiting us. They're actually harming us. And I think this is bringing attention. I know RFK Jr., he's been doing a lot of research, a lot of court cases, and he's completely and utterly against vaccines. But you can see that this isn't going to hurt Trump. Actually, this is going to help him. And I think he was trying to help his father by having Trump on his side in regards to vaccines. But once again, he shouldn't have leaked it out there. Now, like we said before, I do believe they're going to be pushing Biden out. And what's very interesting is that the Teamster president, he spoke at the RNC, and the Teamster president said they are not going to endorse Biden. Now, they didn't say they were going to endorse Trump. Right now, they're staying neutral, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. I think in the end, the Teamsters, they will endorse Trump, and Biden will not get this. This will be a very big blow to the Biden campaign and to the D's, which means they're going to have to eventually take Biden out because his poll numbers are dropping like a rock. He's not getting the endorsements. And now we've come to know that the DNC is planning to run out the clock on his nomination in a bid to quell the growing calls for him to step aside because of his declining mental and physical health. The Democratic National Committee is quietly steaming ahead with plans to technically nominate Biden weeks before the party's convention next month. Why would they do this? Why would they move forward so quickly just to nominate him? Because, again, convincing all the delegates, something like 4,000 delegates, hey, we need to shift tactics. Well, in some places, you can't do that. It's very, very difficult. It's much, much easier to quickly make him the nominee. Then all the delegates, they're out of the picture. And the DNC, those people that are in charge, like Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, they can decide, and they don't have to get input from the people, they can decide who's going to replace Biden. They can pick the replacements. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, the question is, how are they going to remove Biden? Is he going to write a letter saying that he cannot perform his functions? I kind of doubt that. Do I believe that Kamala will be instructed to pursue the 25th Amendment? That might be a huge possibility. And the other one is maybe an assassination attempt. Now, all three of them are viable, but let's see how this plays out. One way or another, they are going to remove him and actually bring in a new VP, and I do believe in the end, they're going to sneak in a different presidential candidate. Yes, Kamala, she will be in there first, but I do believe in the end, they will swap her out. Remember, when she was running to be president, she was getting 1% among the Democrats. Her poll numbers are in the dirt. Yes, they're trying to build it up. They're trying to make everyone believe that she's doing better than Biden, but that's all a lie. And again, if they bring in anyone else, an unknown or anything like that, this whole push is going to completely and utterly fail. That'd be great if they did that. It'd be great if Biden stayed in. It'd be great if they brought in Newsom. I mean, Trump and Vance, they would destroy these individuals. I do believe they need to bring someone in that's halfway decent just to get the poll numbers maybe where they need them to then use all the ballots. But I think in the end, when they bring these individuals in, I do believe it's going to be Michelle and Hillary Clinton. I don't believe they'll be able to pull this off because of all the information hitting them over and over and over. Remember, they set a precedent that you can attack a presidential candidate. Now, if they bring in anyone else, I don't think it's going to work at all. And that would be a better solution for us because it'd make it a lot easier. But we'll have to see how this all plays out in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Jack Smith's cases, they're completely and utterly falling apart. The deep state players, the D's, they're having a panic attack right now. And it looks like Jack Smith's other Trump cases, they might be completely and utterly falling apart and they might be dismissed. But Jack Smith right now, he's going to appeal Judge Cannon's decision and he's going to try to reinstate it. Now, once again, I don't believe this is going to work. I believe this is going to fail in the end, just like the assassination attempt failed. Their operation failed big time. And all those individuals that were out there saying, oh, you need to have better aim. Too bad Trump wasn't killed. That's ridiculous. Because no matter what party you're in, no matter if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, you don't want anyone else to be killed no matter what. Yes, you might want people to be brought to trial for their crimes. But again, they'd have to be proven guilty. You don't want people to die. So again, these people saying it, they are pure evil when you really think about it. And during Jack Black's concert, a band member came out and actually said, "Oh, too bad we missed him." And of course, everyone started to laugh. So Jack Black said, "I was blindsided by what was said at the show on Sunday. I would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. After much reflection, I no longer feel it is appropriate to continue the tenacious detour, and all future creative plans are on hold. I am grateful to the fans for their support and understanding." Now, they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew what was happening. They could have said, "Oh no, that's not nice. We shouldn't do that." But they didn't. They didn't do that at all. And maybe they decided to cancel because Senator Babette from Australia put this out and said, "There is no place in Australia for those who wish for the assassination of others." And once again, you can see that all these individuals that have been pushing the idea that, hey, it would be great to kill Trump, they're losing their jobs. They either have to quit their jobs, because that's just pure evil when you really think about it. This is not another human being, no matter if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent. Yes, I know people want justice. I know what people want, certain people in prison. But again, we would follow the rule of law and we would find these people guilty and then send them to prison. And if the punishment is death, so be it. So just these people just out there telling everyone that, hey, we want Trump dead. This is pure evil. And that is what you're witnessing. And people are waking up to this and people are realizing it. But when you look at the entire attempt, it was a planned op from beginning to end. And how exactly did Kim Cheadle rise to the lead United States Secret Service? A new report points the finger at Jill Biden, stating that she and her top advisors pushed for the appointment. Cheadle served on Dr. Biden's second lady detail, and Anthony pushed for her. Anthony has no national security or law enforcement experience. He should have no influence over the selection of the United States Secret Service. I heard at the time she was being considered for director that Anthony had pushed her forward as an option. This is coming from a source. So it looks like this was coming from Jill Biden. And once again, you can see that they were friends. She wanted her to be in this position. They were going to push DEI and actually have the entire Secret Service completely and utterly fall apart. Now, remember, they're trying to make it seem that Trump caused this himself because of all his inflammatory rhetoric. But really, who's been pushing the inflammatory rhetoric? It's been Biden. Ryan Saavedra put this out and said, "Biden falsely claims that he has never engaged in inflammatory rhetoric against Trump. Here are some direct quotes from Biden attacking Trump. March 22nd, 2018. If we were in high school, I'd take him, Trump, behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. September 1st, 2022. Trump and MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundation of a republic. March 21st, 2024. That's Hitler language. That's not America's. June 28th, 2024, Donald Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's a threat to our freedom. He's a threat to our democracy. He's literally a threat to everything America stands for. July 8th, 2024, it's time to put Trump in a bullseye." And during his interview, he said, "I didn't say I was going to put Trump in a crosshair." Well, that's very interesting. July 12th, 2024, Trump is a threat to this nation. Listen up, people. If you're not stockpiling medications after what we've been through, you're setting yourself up for disaster. The warning signs are everything with this bird flu in the headlines. The FDA commissioner just went on record saying the real worry is that it will jump to the human lungs, where, when that has happened in other parts of the world, the mortality rate has been 25%. We got to have testing, got to have antivirals, and we need to have a vaccine ready to go. Could they be more transparent about what's going to happen? Dr. Eric Ding, COVID expert, says, "I would start stockpiling flu medicines like Tamiflu for your family starting now. If bird flu is ever human-to-human transmissible, you will regret it when near a certain shortage hits. Our personal responsibility to be prepared." And fortunately, you can get medications like Tamiflu easily without having to book an office appointment with your old physician. The wellness company developed a contagion emergency kit, a prescription-only stockpile of life-saving medications, including Tamiflu, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and Z-Pak, medications that every American should have in the medicine cabinet. Do you have what your family family needs this time around because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but I've got you covered. Easily order online the one-of-a-kind prescription contagion emergency kit from The Wellness Company. Each prep kit provides you with a carefully selected assortment of effective medications for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. These include ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer. Rest easy knowing that you have emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Backed by research from experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, every American should have at least one of these kits in their home. Avoid the chaos, wait time, and price of the hospital, and have exactly what you need as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. At the end of the day, you have these life-saving medications on hand, and you won't have to worry about whatever is next. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your contagion emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Code X22 saves you 10% at checkout. Kits are only available in the U.S. Or just click the link in the description. And then if you go back to June 24th, Biden put out something very, very interesting. It says one person, there's one person responsible for overturning Roe versus Wade, and they have a big red X on Trump's head. Was this the signal that it's a go? Let's take out Trump? Starting to seem that way. And when you really look at it, and you look at what the D's have been saying, what Biden's been saying, and the fake news have been saying, that the Republicans, the MAGA people, well, they're the extremists. They're the ones who are scary. But it's the D's that riot, that burn, that loot. It's the D's that attempt an assassination on Steve Scalise. They attempted an assassination on Brett Kavanaugh. And now they attempted assassination on Trump. That is all three branches of the federal government. So once again, the left is trying to save democracy by killing the opposition. Really think about that for a second. Think about what they've been doing and think about who riots, who loots, who burns down the cities, who kills, and who assassinates their opposition and who goes after the opposition by trying to bring them down every step of the way. It is the D's. And I think it's becoming clearer and clearer. And the other thing that's becoming very, very clear is that U.S. authorities are concerned about possible attacks or retaliation to the attempted assassination of Trump. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security said that in a rare joint intelligence bulletin, violent extremists or others may attempt follow-on or retaliatory acts of violence in response to the attempted assassination of Trump at a rally over the weekend in Pennsylvania. No specific targets are mentioned, but the four-page bulletin notes that the extremists have conducted or plotted attacks against perceived political or ideological opponents in the past. And this is coming from the DHS FBI. So that's very, very interesting. So what are they really trying to say? Are they saying that, well, there might be an attack on Biden? Because it's very interesting that they used this kid who was 20 years old. He was registered as a Republican, which is a fake Republican because there was a primary in Pennsylvania, and to vote Trump out, we know that you had to register as a Republican, but he donated to Act Blue, which is a Democratic PAC. So why would you donate to a Democratic PAC when you're a Republican? It makes no sense, which means most likely he was a Democrat first, changed to be a Republican to vote in the primaries to try to force Trump out, and never switched it back. Now, what's very interesting, it looks like they're trying to create this narrative that this individual didn't have any problems. He wasn't a lone wolf or he wasn't a loner in school. And he was just a normal, everyday person. Colin Rugg put this out and said, TMZ has obtained footage of Thomas Matthew Crooks claiming he had a 10-inch penis. The video was reportedly taken in February of 2020 at Steele Center Career and Technical Education in Jefferson Hills, Pennsylvania. Classmates say Crooks was quiet but would open up and was cool and friendly. So that's very interesting. He was also incredibly skilled with computers and knew how to take them apart and reassemble them. So this 20-year-old who's cool and friendly had no social media account, had no phone data that revealed a motive, had no friends. He acted alone and was able to climb on a roof, kind of, sort of, undetected, and lined up the perfect shot on a president. Does any of this make sense? No, it doesn't. Colin Rugg put this out and said, a police counter sniper team was inside the building that Thomas Crooks shot from during the shooting, according to the New York Post. This just keeps getting more insane. According to sources who spoke with the Post, Crooks was literally climbing on the top of the roof, the building where the watch post for the snipers was located. The building, the AGR International Inc. factory in Butler, Pennsylvania, was being used by local police as a watch post for snipers to scan for threats as the former president spoke on stage only 130 yards away. Crooks was reportedly spotted at the building 26 minutes before the incident. So that's very interesting. 26 minutes. Then Sean Davis asked this question. Secret Service has snipers inside the building the assassin used. They took pictures of him. They watched him pull out a rangefinder to get his exact distance to Trump. They radioed the Secret Service command post about the assassin. They all knew he was there. Who gave the order to do nothing until after the assassin shot Trump, killed an innocent man on the stage, and fired round after round after round after round? Think about that for a second. And when you look at the perimeter that they set up, it's a circle. And if you continue with the circle, it would have included this building, but they didn't include this building in the perimeter where everything was supposed to be locked down. Why is that? That's an interesting question. And then we've come to find out more information because now we have the director and the head of DHS, Mayorkas, letting us know that they are 100% confident in the United States Secret Service. Sean Davis put this out and said, "This is treason. They deliberately starved Trump's security detail of manpower and resources. Their plan deliberately did not place spotters on the roof. And when law enforcement radioed the command post with details of a suspicious person using a rangefinder to determine precise distance to Trump, they kept Trump on the stage and didn't do a thing until after Trump was shot and an innocent man was murdered. And when it was all done, Biden's DHS secretary said he had 100% confidence in the entire operation." Let me translate that for you. What is he talking about when he says operation? He had 100% confidence in the entire operation. Not 100% protecting Trump, 100% in killing Trump in their operation. He was confident that it was going to work. The problem was, is that the shooter was identified by people on the ground. The people pointed him out. A police officer who heard the people calling this individual out decided to take a look. The shooter saw him, pointed the gun at him, and panicked, and then opened fire. So they had 100% confident that this was going to work because they set it all up. This was an op. How do we know it was an op? They have already begun their cover story. Sean Davis put this out and said, "Prison. Now Biden's Secret Service director admitted the decision to leave the roof unguarded was deliberate. And her rationale is insane. Absolutely insane. You cannot come to any other conclusion than this. Biden's Secret Service and DHS deliberately created every single condition that led to Trump's nearly being assassinated. They did it on purpose. They're admitting they did it on purpose. And they're fine with the results, which is why no one has been fired. How long until we discover the shooter was in communication with the Fed informants or assets prior to the event? Pretty wild how he just happened to pick the one event with the one spot that Biden's Secret Service deliberately kept unguarded." And the director said they didn't put people on that roof where the shooter was because it was sloped. Every single roof there is sloped. I mean, really think about their cover story. It's not even working. They don't have a cover story because you know why? They never thought that this was going to fail. They thought they were going to succeed and they wouldn't have to explain any of this because they would just wrap it all up, cover it up. But since Trump is alive, this is a major, major problem for them. And since the shooter was identified way beforehand, the whole operation went down the tubes. Think about it for a second. Now they're scrambling, which means the deep state players, they're going to try to hide everything. But when they start to delete, when they try to hide everything, is it truly deleted? No. Will we be able to get the actual text messages from the shooter? Will we be able to get the actual emails from the shooter? Will we be able to see that the FBI and maybe the DHS was communicating with this individual? I do believe that is coming. Representative James Comer: the Secret Service has no fail mission, yet it failed on Saturday when a madman attempted to assassinate President Trump, killed an innocent victim, and harmed others. The Oversight Committee now, Chairman James Comer, and the Republicans, they have sent a letter to U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle requesting the following information be produced no later than this Thursday, July 18th. A complete list of all law enforcement personnel, including Secret Service, Department of Home Security, and local law enforcement with roles in protecting President Trump at the campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th, including but not limited to the advance team. All audio and video recordings in Secret Service possession or custody related to Trump's campaign rally in Butler. Any memorandum or notice issued by the director to Secret Service personnel regarding the Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt on Trump. We also request following information be produced no later than July 29th. All documents and communication related to the Secret Service protection for Trump's campaign rally in Butler, including but not limited to any pre-site survey identifying security concerns and or mitigation of security concerns and monthly office protective operation reports. All internal documents and communications, including text messages and email communications between Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security related to Trump's campaign rally. All documents and communication, including text messages and email communications between Secret Service and local law enforcement related to Trump's campaign. All communications, including text messages and email communications among Secret Service personnel related to Trump's campaign rally in Butler. All maps, aerial views, diagrams, assessments in the possession or custody of the Secret Service. All remote surveillance data, drones, everything, listening devices, you name it. They want it all. Now, they can either delete it, which is going to be very, very difficult, because I do believe they thought they had this under control, and they're going to have to produce this information. Now, they can stall and say, we're not producing it, but I think that's going to give everyone the heads up that they're hiding something. Now, it's not just the House Oversight Committee that's going after them. We also have America First Legal. America First Legal put this out and said, following the attempted assassination of Trump, we have launched over a dozen investigations into the federal government's activities before, during, and after July 13th. We're fighting to ensure the American people have full transparency. And they want all emails, communications, text messages from everyone, FBI, Secret Service, you name it. We want everything. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And I do believe in the end, we're going to find out that most likely that the FBI, DOJ, DHS, they were all involved in setting all of this up. And the people are going to find out that the criminal syndicate was trying to take out Trump. And I do believe we're going to get that answer. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the GOP was already investigating the Secret Service before Trump's assassination attempt. The Secret Service had already been under investigation. In late May, Real Clear Politics first reported Comer's committee had launched an investigation into a previous incident that took place in April involving a female Secret Service agent tasked with protecting Kamala Harris, who was removed from her duties after suffering an apparent mental breakdown and attacking superior agents. So there was already something going on there. So think about it. Russiagate exposed who? The FBI. COVID is exposing Big Pharma, CDC, the FDA, you name it. We had election fraud in 2018, 2020, 2022. That is exposing the court system. It's exposing the Secretary of State in certain areas where the fraud took place. It's showing those individuals that covered up the fraud. January 6th is exposing what? Exposing the FBI. Exposing the DOJ. Exposing the Capitol Police. Exposing the fake Unselect Committee. Now we have the Secret Service and DHS. Because now this is going to expose what they have done. You see, the criminal syndicate is being exposed one step at a time. Can you imagine dumping this on the American people? The people wouldn't understand it if it was just dumped. And I do believe the deep state players, they have lost their chance of taking Trump out. Because now when you look at his security detail, he has the best security detail ever. And if they try to do this again, the people of this country will absolutely know that it was the deep state player. So once again, they have lost their chance. And what has happened now is that Trump's poll numbers are going up, and we can see more and more people are coming to his side. Elon Musk is going to commit around $45 million a month to a new pro-Trump super PAC backed by Palantir Technologies. So look what's happening right now. These individuals, Elon Musk and many others, they're all moving to the side of Trump. And what's very interesting is Trump, he just picked his VP, which is J.D. Vance. And yes, we all had our choices. But again, remember the mission. The mission is not if you're right or wrong. The mission is to take back the country. The mission is to expose the deep state players. The mission is to put these treasonous people behind bars. And if the commander in chief overrides what you believe is the best thing, well, he is moving forward with the mission to take down the deep state players. That's what this is all about. So if he picked J.D. Vance, there's a very good reason to pick him. We might not know that reason. Actually, if you look at the entire plan, sometimes you don't know the reason Trump does something until maybe a couple of weeks or months later. Then when you look back, you go, I get it now. I understand why he picked him. But again, remove your ego. This is not about right or wrong. This is about moving forward with the mission. The mission that we're fighting. Remember, we're fighting an information war. We're fighting a tyrannical government. We're fighting a criminal syndicate. Our mission is to expose the criminal syndicate. Our mission is to take back this country from them and put them in prison to make sure this never, ever happens again and make sure that we have a person in place that can continue this on. And think about it. J.D. Vance is a young guy. He's 39. Trump is in the White House for 4 years. J.D. Vance can then be in the White House for another 8. That's 12 years. How old will he be at the end of his 12-year term? 52. That's pretty young. I mean, you don't want to bring someone in that's in their 60s or 70s. Plus, he can go after the young voter. So I do believe this is one of the reasons. And you can see the deep state players, well, they've already started attacking him, which means most likely he's the right pick. So Europe is now reacting to J.D. Vance as Trump's VP pick. And they said this is a disaster for Ukraine. Why? Because J.D. Vance does not want to send money to Ukraine. He's not part of the deep state that's going to fund the deep state of Ukraine. I don't mean the United States, but it's, you know, a state actor, this state out in Ukraine. And now we have Mitt Romney, who's going after J.D. Vance. DC Drainer put this out and said, want to know why you should support J.D. Vance? Because this is what Mitt Romney had to say about him. I don't know that I can disrespect someone more than J.D. Vance. I say that's a MAGA stamp of approval, and I agree with that. We have Akeem Jeffries out there. J.D. Vance will not unify us. He is an election-denying MAGA extremist, another missed opportunity to bring America together. Every step of the way, you can see that they are attacking him, and I do believe these attacks will continue, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to dig something up on him, or maybe they'll make something up like they do with Trump. And again, we'll see how he handles it, but I do believe most likely he'll handle it very, very well, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Lindsey Graham, he was fighting completely and utterly against J.D. Vance. Sean Davis put this out and said, Graham spent the weekend trying to convince Trump to reject Vance and pick a neocon. Having failed, Graham is now cynically trying to sidle up to Vance in hopes he'll be able to co-opt him into pushing neocon nonsense as VP. It's amazing how these individuals play. It's absolutely amazing. And I know there's recordings of J.D. Vance out there around 2015, 2016, where he said that he's a never-Trumper, he doesn't like Trump, but he actually cleared this up when he was running for the Senate, and I'm not going to explain it. You can just listen to what he said here.
invoked his name already tonight. We're going to ask each of you about your views on former President Trump. But Mr. Vance, we do begin with you. You've admitted you've changed your mind on Donald Trump, but in the past you've said, quote, I'm a never Trump guy, quote, my God, what an idiot, and quote, God wants better of us, all statements you have either said or tweeted about Donald Trump at some point. The question, you have 60 seconds, why should Trump voters, Trump supporters, vote for you?
Yeah, look, I mean, all of us say stupid things, and I happen to say stupid things very publicly. I've been very public about the fact that I voted for the president in 2020, that I was wrong about the president back in 2015, 2016, and that he's been the greatest president of my lifetime for the very simple reason, there are many, but one very important reason is that he revealed the corruption in Washington, D.C. I mean, who would have believed 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that the FBI would actually investigate illegally, get an illegal wiretap on a sitting U.S. presidential candidate? We saw that. Trump revealed it, and he revealed it in a way that showed us the stakes of the fight, which is why I'm running for this office in the first place. You know, one thing I'd point out is that, you know, I was just north of 30 years old when I said a lot of those things. A lot's changed in my life. I reengaged with my faith. I got baptized 3 years ago. I've had three kids since then. You know, a lot's different. And one of the things that's different is that I did change my mind about Donald Trump. He was a great president. And I think at the end of the day, one of the things this race presents is an opportunity. Who actually agrees with Trump on the core issues of trade, of immigration? Who's willing to fight for an America First foreign policy? I think that's clearly me.
Thank you, Mr. Vance. We're going to move on to Mr. Dolan.
If J.D. Vance can see the light and he can see that, no, Trump is not that person, well, I think then that's a great message for this country, because think about all the people that are realizing when they do research about Trump that he's not the person the fake news portrays him as. Just like Amber Rose, just like many other individuals that are starting to wake up and realize. So, yes, he might have said something in the past, but then he realizes, you know something? No, this guy is a good guy, and he means what he says. He tells the truth, and he's for America. So I do believe this is a great message for all those individuals that want to come over to the side of the Patriots. And I do believe we're going to have a lot more individuals. Now, what's very interesting is that Kamala Harris, she is now challenging Vance to a debate. She actually called him, left a voice message. And I do believe this is going to be very, very interesting, because, you know, he's going to wipe the floor with Kamala, because there's no way she's going to be able to speak and actually make sense when she's debating Vance. Now, once again, we'll have to see how that plays out, because is she going to be debating Trump? And is Hillary going to be debating Vance? This should be very, very interesting moving forward. But Clandestine explains why J.D. Vance was the pick. Trump told us his logic with the announcement. Currently, the tightest races are in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The Rust Belt states will decide the 2024 election. Vance is from Ohio, and Trump told us in his announcement that Vance's job during the campaign will be to focus on winning over the hardworking people in those states. Vance is a Midwest Rust Belt guy who hopefully can appeal to those voters and put Trump over the top in the battleground states. That's the thought process behind the pick. Logically, it makes sense. Now, we just have to make it work. Absolutely. And I do believe Trump is going to get all the people. And you could see that the deep state players, they're actually panicking over this, because more and more people are coming to the side of Trump, which means either they're going to have to cheat like they've never cheated before, create as many ballots as before. But again, you're going to need someone halfway decent to do that. I don't think they're going to be able to get that. And I do believe they're going to try to maybe postpone the election, because what we're seeing right now is the cyber attacks. They are now ramping up. 9/11 services in parts of California have come under a cyber attack. Police and fire emergency dispatch 9/11 services in parts of Southern California have been disrupted by a Dragon Force cyber incident that occurred on June 16th. So every day we see more and more of these cyber attacks, and I do believe they are building the narrative for the main one, and this is going to continue. And I do believe with the SAVE Act and with what people have seen in 2020 and 2022, people know there's going to be rigging. The polls show that people don't believe that the 2024 election is going to be clean. They know they're going to try to cheat. And if you notice, more and more people are saying, you know something, maybe we should go back to paper. Maybe we should go back to voter ID. Maybe we should be on the ground watching all of this. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, a majority of U.S. voters say they would volunteer to hand count and examine the election ballots in a local school gymnasium on election night this November, including 53% of Democrats. That is very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is that Senator Ron Johnson, he said that the wrong speech was put up on the teleprompters, and the speech that they put up there was clear and present danger. And he said he wanted his other speech that was unity, but they actually put this one up. So this is very interesting because we do have two posts that talk about clear and present danger. Post 4871, national security concerns, RE blackmail, gain control of Joe Biden by Russia, China, and or other foreign or domestic entities. U.S. intel apparatus reports clear and present danger. And then we have post 3721. And it says, what happens when 90% of the media is controlled, owned by six corporations? What happens when those same corporations are operated and controlled by a political ideology? What happens when the news is no longer free from bias? What happens when the news is no longer reliable and independent? When the news is no longer trustworthy? News is simply becomes an extension arm of a political party. Facts become fiction. Fiction becomes facts. When does news become propaganda? Identity creation. How does the average person who is under constant financial stress by design find time to research and discern facts versus fiction? Majority of people more prone to believe someone in power sitting behind a big brand news name. Do people, human psych, tend to follow the majority mainstream viewpoints in fear of being isolated or shunned? Mainstream is used for a reason, dominant trend in opinion. If majority of people believe X, then X must be validated true. Why do mainstream media heads within different orgs always use the same keywords and or catchphrases? Coordinated by who? Outside entity providing instructions. Do they count on the fact that people, human psych, are more prone to believe something if heard over and over again by different trusted sources? Do echo chamber tactics provide validation, credibility to the topic point being discussed? Threat to intellectual freedom. Would control of these institutions, organizations allow for the mass control of population viewpoint, RE desired topic? Read again and digest. Logical thinking. Why after the election of 2016 did D's media core jumpstart coordinated and planned divisive blitz intended to create falsehoods, illegitimacy of election character assassinations of POTUS through sexism, racism, every other ism? Pre-post 2016 election. Why were violent mass terror orgs such as Antifa immediately created, funded? Why were those orgs tasked with immediate intimidation shutdown of any pro-POTUS rallies and or events? Why were marches immediately organized to counter and silence pre-POTUS rallies and or events? Why were marches immediately organized which divided people into sex, gender, race, isms? Control of the narrative equals power. When you're blind, what do you see? They want you divided, divided by religion, sex, political affiliation, class. When you are divided and angry and controlled, you target those different from you, not those responsible controllers. Divided, you are weak. Divided, you pose no threat to their control. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or stable livestock-kept sheep. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, groupthink collective, and you have free thought. Free thought is philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. This represents a clear and present danger to the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. And it is a clear and present danger. And you can see that Trump, he has countered all of this with the counterinsurgency. The people are no longer divided. They are becoming united. You see, the deep state wanted us divided. Trump wants the country united. And I do believe rapper and model Amber Rose, when she spoke in front of the RNC, said it the best, that her personal journey to becoming a Trump supporter, I realized Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay, or straight. It's all love. And that is bringing the country together. And I do believe in the end, the country will be united. Their mission to divide is failing. And once the country is united, once the country elects Trump, it's game over for the deep state players. The counterinsurgency countered the insurgency that Obama and team set up, which means the people now are controlling the country. Trump is controlling the country. The military is controlling the country, which means now we can go after the deep state. Now we can have justice. Now the deep state is going to be on the run. And they're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop it. But they won't be able to. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.